Over the past several years, EntityIX Resources LP, EntityIX, has been working to reduce wildfire risk in the West Kelowna area. EntityIX is owned by West Bank First Nation, WFN, and has completed projects treating around 300 hectares around West Kelowna and Peachland. With funding from the Forest Enhancement Society of BC, FESBC, EntityIX's work contributes to a long-term mitigation strategy that will help slow and ideally prevent the spread of wildfires in the area. EntityIX Resources LP and the West Bank First Nation believe the residents within the communities of West Kelowna and Peachland are supremely grateful for the funding provided by the Forest Enhancement Society of BC to carry out this work in the past and now into the future, said Jordan Coble, WFN councillor and EntityIX president. EntityIX conducted its first cultural prescribed burn east of Kelowna last year with help from the BC Wildfire Service, BCWS. It focused on grasslands and open forests that had not had a fire go through the area in several decades. The burn helped reinvigorate the area and reduce the amount of excess wood and debris. EntityIX and BCWS are planning a post-harvest controlled burn in the fall. This will be a more surgical burn versus the broadcast, or more widespread, burning of the past, said Dave Gill, RPF and General Manager of Forestry at EntityIX. This work will reduce surface fuels in areas within 5 kilometers of the community. AFESBC media release noted that last summer's McDougall Creek wildfire tested the effectiveness of risk reduction work completed by EntityIX in 2015. Approximately 8,000 hectares of the 13,500-hectare wildfire fall within WFN's community forest. While it is challenging to precisely measure the impact of these efforts on the fire size, it is evident that they played a crucial role in safeguarding residential areas, highlighting the collective responsibility in mitigating wildfire risks, the release stated. Read more. 51 Days of Fire That Gripped the Central Okanagan. A look back at the Grouse Complex. Read more. Early spring scorches 110-year-old Okanagan weather records.